attention is the number one asset.
ChatGPT, you look at that and you're like, wait a minute, this is real. People are like, this is bad, this is gonna take away jobs. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, if you know your history, that's what people said about tractors. What happens is when jobs are taken away, new jobs are created. And what I see in copywriting AI is the commodity is being disrupted, but you have to come up with the ideas.
The way I'm really using AI personally right now is to help me think through observations. I'll give you a for instance. I may type in a query that's like, hey, I'm noticing that a lot of men are growing out their hair longer. Is there any data that supports that men are cutting their hair less often in the last 6 months in America? Like, I could see me asking that opening question leading me to starting a toothpaste brand because we got into male grooming and somehow I ended up realizing like, oh, there aren't enough clean toothpastes for men that are positioned that way because it's all made for like contemporary coastal females right now and I need to make a bro toothpaste now.
Right now, corduroy hats, corduroy jackets, they're hitting again. I like to know why. Like, and then I'll go into ChatGPT or Google or social media and actually spend an hour trying to figure out who popped it off. Did Michael B. Jordan rock it at Paris Fashion Week and that got it going? Is there some TikToker nobody's ever heard of, but she's the next fashionista? Was it pushed by a brand that really wanted it to pop off and they had the juice at the moment to get it done? I always wanna know why things are happening. What Netflix show is working? What food trend is happening? What part of the world is popping off?
There's a lot of opinions and a lot of curiosities. There's a ton of fear. Yes. There's a smaller group of optimism and looking to go on the offense. Here's what I can promise you. One, it's not gonna go away. So if you're gonna put your head in the sand and hope it goes away, it's not. AI is gonna be a humongous implication as a technology for everyone in this room. I think number two, like most technologies that are big, it's gonna save us a lot of time. There's a lot of things that a lot of people do here today, spend a lot of money on today, on humans or infrastructure, hardware or software, that AI implications are going to make dramatically more efficient. There's also a lot of creative ways to work with it. So for me, I spend most of my time thinking about human behavior, pop trends, why people are wearing their hair the way they are, or why they wear hats or sneakers, all that stuff. I now am using AI as a thinking partner. I'm literally asking a bunch of AI tools questions like, why is long hair coming in? Why are caps back versus not? You know, why are people consuming this beverage? And so I think for the creative class, they default into thinking AI is gonna take away my job instead of realizing AI is about to become your thinking partner. You're gonna have curiosity. The same way that many people here use a search engine to expand on something they're thinking through, that is child's play compared to what AI bots are gonna be able to do and AI machine learning infrastructure are gonna be able to do. So I think for the creative class, for this industry, things are gonna be produced quicker because of the speed, and I think people are gonna come up with bigger and more exciting ideas because the technology is gonna guide them in the same way that a search engine was better than going to the library and looking it up on the encyclopedia. It made it faster, it made it quicker, it made it more dynamic. I think those are two things that are gonna be very clear in this industry.
You can ask ChatGPT, why did mom jeans get rebooted in the last 2 years after being out of style for 25 years? Is this a 90s thing? Is it Friends has gotten popular on Netflix? Talk it through. What comes out of that is insane. So like for me as a strategist, which is really ultimately what I am, I'm using AI to be my thinking partner to my curiosities. ChatGPT, why are more young men wearing nail polish in this generation that we haven't seen before? I'll give you the answer. When TikTok started popping, e-boys were like popping and they were doing it, and then basketball players started doing it and there was enough momentum of people that were cool. All of a sudden Lil Huddy and Jordan Clarkson both wearing nail polish makes a dude be like, I want to too because those guys are cool. Here would be literally a question to ask if we start a business tomorrow, we're like, we gotta start a fashion brand. Is there a scenario area where top hats for men could come back? If so, what was it the three times that it's happened in the last 200 years that made it happen? Enter. This is AI. Because that shit's not coming up with anything if you put that into Google. Like, I have to say, hey, write a blog post about V-Friends and compare it to wine and say it in the voice of Chris Farley. And then I've got to edit it. So ideas and creativity go to the top. The commodity of the execution goes to the bottom.
I'm aware that so many people are concerned of the rise of AI, ChatGPT, Jasper, things of that nature. And I know a lot of people are talking about, will this take our jobs? I just want to remind you, that the tractor was invented when most of us were doing farming work and everyone said that was gonna take all our jobs, and then us humans adjusted and did other things. If you're worried about ChatGPT taking your job, why don't you focus on the next job you could be doing that ChatGPT isn't gonna touch? Plus you've got a few minutes. ChatGPT is gonna, and AI is gonna need a few minutes to really hit scale, so you've got 5 years before it even comes close to taking your job.
Attention is the number one asset.